This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1582. Can't get enough of All Ears English?
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we get a great question from our listener, Oleg. What is the difference between enough, sufficient, and adequate? Find out the nuanced differences in English today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, do we have enough time to record 10 episodes today?
10 episodes. Oh my gosh, Michelle, we definitely don't have sufficient time to record 10 episodes. That's crazy.
Oh, man. Guys, yeah. I'm not serious. That would be a lot.
Yeah, but when
we've done marathons before. I don't know if we've done 10.
Probably. Oh my gosh. We've done marathons. I think when All Ears English first started, we used to do super long marathons, like all day. We used to sit down and record like 16 episodes in a day. But those days are over. So
Exactly. Yeah. So Lindsay, we have a listener question today that I'm excited to get into. It really made me think.
Yeah, and this question is from Oleg, who was one of our beta testers for the Android app. So special shout out to Oleg. Thank you for being so detail-oriented. I mean, that is so awesome that our listeners contribute to our community, help us build technology, and they ask great questions too, Michelle.
Definitely. So thank you so much. Lindsay, do you want to read the question for us?
All right. He says, hi, guys. How are you? I've come up with a new question for you. But first, I'd like to express a bunch of thanks for the split infinitives episode. Nicely done. Okay. So he's had a couple of other questions in the past. Mm-hmm. So my following question is on the terms enough, sufficient, and adequate. I know that they're quite similar to each other, but also have some difference. According to my listening experience, I don't almost hear sufficient and adequate, although I can listen to the wrong stuff. So he means he's been searching around, right? Mm-hmm. I rely on your help. I'm looking forward to your help. Best regards, Oleg.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Yeah. Ooh, this is a good one. We're going to get into this one.
We are going to get into this, Michelle. But before we do, I want to make sure our listeners know where to go to get help for the IELTS exam. And that is only one place. And where is it, Michelle?
The IELTS Energy Podcast with Jessica and Aubrey, who are amazing.
It is such a great podcast. So guys, go and hit subscribe on the IELTS Energy Podcast. I mean, these nuances in vocabulary are nuances that you would want to know to get that band 7 or higher. So this is right in that wheelhouse of IELTS, okay?
Definitely. Oh my gosh, so good. So head on over there, guys. So yeah, Oleg, great question. So he says that he doesn't hear sufficient or adequate as much as enough. I mean, Lindsay, would you agree with that? Do you think that enough is used more frequently than the other two?
Yeah, I would definitely say that enough is like the common one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the everyday, commonplace, average Joe word.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, you probably say it like
all the time.
Yeah, probably like 50 times a day. I mean, it's just like one of those very frequently used words, I think.
100%. Yeah, so for sure we say it much more than adequate and sufficient. Yes, I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Enough can be formal or informal, just everyday use, but sufficient and adequate are, I mean, I don't think they're used really that casually.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I tried to sneak it in the very beginning when you said, do we have time to record 10 episodes? I said, we don't have sufficient time. But even that sounded a little too formal for me.
Yeah. All right. So I said, do we have enough time? Like, it would have been weird if I said, do we have adequate time or do we have sufficient time?
I guess some people might say it that way, but it sounds fancy.
Exactly. So guys, I mean, basically in the dictionary, these are really, I mean, they're synonyms. I mean, these are very similar. This is one of these really nuanced questions. So, for example, in the dictionary, adequate means just enough, right? Mm-hmm. So enough mm-hmm. is in the...
just enough.
So, you know, right. Wait, hold on. Unless... Now I can't remember what I got from the dictionary, but it said satisfactory. Maybe I wrote just enough. I don't know, guys.
Almost not enough. Just enough.
Yeah, satisfactory or acceptable in quality or quantity, right? Mm. So, for example, we have adequate space in this apartment, but we will outgrow it soon, right?
Yeah, I think adequate in a way kind of points to like a lack, sort of, mm-hmm. right? Would you mm-hmm. say?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's also kind of used in a way that could mean like just okay, right? Like, oh, it's adequate. It'll work.
Yeah, but nothing better than that. And mm-hmm. who wants that, right? Not good enough. So a quote we had here was as much or as good as necessary for some requirements or purpose, right, Michelle?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So like this car is adequate to our needs or mm-hmm. they'll provide adequate food for 50 people, right?
Yes, barely sufficient or barely suitable. May not be definitely not over the top. And yeah, could be better.
Right. So like, I mean, you might hear like being adequate is not good enough, right?
Yeah.
So guys, we've stuck a lot of there. We have a link for the dictionary. You can browse enough around, but okay, we're gonna really talk through these now. But that's kind of the thing with adequate is that's kind of the one theme. I think it's used really as a synonym, like with sufficient.
I mean, if you think about it, you don't want someone to say, if you say, hey, how was my performance in the play? You don't want someone to say it was adequate. Like,
right. So I do think that like what you said, that there's something lacking, like it's just fine. Like it's just
fine.
Like we said, like just enough. Right. So like, whereas sufficient, would you say that's a little bit better?
Yeah. And I also think this may point to quantities. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I wonder if that's right. Like space is kind of a quantity amount of something. We have sufficient apples for the picnic or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I thought about that. I thought of quantity for some reason.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right. So like for the first example I gave, I said we have adequate space in this apartment, but we will outgrow it soon. Okay. Mm-hmm. So with sufficient, I might say we have sufficient space in this apartment. It's really perfect. I love the closet space.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a tiny, tiny difference that people probably don't really use as a difference at all.
Yeah, there's a very slight nuance in the meaning of what you're saying, right? It's the meaning behind the words. You know, the second one is more positive. The first one's more negative.
Yeah. I think so, too. But like, I don't know. I still like whenever I hear sufficient or adequate, I don't know. I'm like not totally satisfied, even with sufficient. I don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly. It's still not good.
Yeah. Right. Whereas, okay, so let's talk about enough now, right? This is the really common one. I mean, this could mean either. I mean, this is really dynamic. So, Lindsay, what's a way you could use this?
If you are taking the IELTS exam in 2021, then your next step today is to go and follow the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. Get 14 years of examiner experience with tips, tricks, and advice to score your 7 or higher. So go and follow the IELTS Energy podcast. See you there.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, we have enough chairs for you to invite as many friends as you want.
Mm-hmm,
so, right. Yeah. So that's a good thing, right?
Right,
this doesn't
exactly
really show any lack. This is more positive, I think.
Well, but what if I say it like this? Oh, mm-hmm. We have enough chairs for a few more people, right? Like, you know, so it depends really on the context there, right? I think it can really kind of be either depending on how you say it.
Wow, Oleg really asked a good question. This
yeah,
is
I know.
Challenging us.
I mean, I think also, as we were talking about in the beginning, I think it's used more frequently in questions, right, than the other two, right? Like I said, I think if you said, oh, do you have enough room, right? I wouldn't say, do you have sufficient room or do you have adequate room? I don't know. To me, that just sounds way too fancy for a
question. It's too fancy. Yeah, absolutely. Like I said before, enough is much more commonplace.
Right. And then enough is also, like, I think very dynamic. Like I said, I mean, you might even just say enough or that's enough, right?
Enough.
Tell someone
right,
to stop it.
Yeah, you might say that to your kids if they're yelling and fighting or that kind of thing. Enough, right?
Right. Yes. Or as a negative, right? Like, we don't have enough time for another chapter, but let's continue tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. And then do we have any other common expressions with sufficient, Michelle? Anything?
Yeah. Do you ever hear this? I feel like I hear this all the time. Sufficient reason to believe. Do you hear that?
I guess. Where do you hear it?
I don't know. I've maybe like on TV or okay. Maybe on the news. Like, we have sufficient reason to believe that he committed the crime.
Well, what I hear a lot around crime and the legal system is reasonable doubt. Right.
Beyond a reasonable doubt.
Right. I mean, the judicial system, innocent until proven guilty, blah, blah, blah,
right.
All that stuff. But I don't hear sufficient reason to believe. But if you hear it, then you hear it.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I've heard this. I mean, not in my daily, maybe not in my daily life, but, you know, something that you might hear from time to time. But I mean, guys, the main point for this is enough is used the most frequently. It can be formal. It can be informal. It's, you know, kind of a catch-all word here to mean kind of the same thing as adequate or sufficient. These are synonyms. Two are used, you know, more in a formal context, and they don't, I don't know. I feel like adequate is lacking a little bit, sufficient, maybe just right. But, you know, they're really very similar.
Very similar. Very good question from Oleg here.
It's a very good question.
Most native speakers would not be able to tell you the difference. I mean, it's that close. It really is. But it's a feeling behind the words. It's very slight, very nuanced.
Exactly. So I think that the main points to walk away with is like which one is used the most frequently, what like formal or informal, and then just, you know, the feeling of like maybe lacking slightly. So those are really the takeaways from this discussion. But again, the other takeaway is don't worry too much.
Exactly. Should we do a role play for our listeners? What do you think?
I would love to.
Okay, Michelle, here we are planning a party, and I'm the party planner and you are the client.
Yes.
So I think this setup should work.
Yeah, but do you think that's enough space for everyone?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's adequate, but maybe we should consider the larger room in case.
I assure you, this room is absolutely sufficient for your needs. I've done parties your size in here dozens of times. The other room would be way too big.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's enough worrying from me, I guess.
Trust me, it's perfect.
Okay.
All right. Cool. So,
all right.
Should we dig into this, Michelle, for our listeners?
Let's get into it. Let's get our hands dirty. All right. So,
Roll up your sleeves. Roll up your sleeves. Here we go.
Roll up our sleeves. All right, here we go. My sleeves are already rolled up, so that's good. I said, you said, I think this setup should work. I said, but do you think that's enough space for everyone? Right, I could have said, do you think that's adequate or sufficient? But it's just not as quite as conversational, I don't think.
Exactly. Enough is much more conversational. And then you said, I suppose it's adequate. Okay, here you're pointing to the lack or the lack in your mind. You think the room's not big enough when it actually is, but you're trying to communicate that point.
Right, right, right. Exactly. And then you said, I assure you, which is a kind of a fun bonus today, right? If you want to really tell someone that, like, calm them down, maybe we'll do another episode on this. Yeah, like, I assure you, right, to calm someone's nerves. Yeah. And to show that you really know what you're talking about, this room is absolutely sufficient for your needs. So it's more like saying, you know, maybe it's not lacking as much. It's like, it's good.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's a perfect example of contrasting these three right there. I think this is a good situation for this. And then you said, oh, okay, that's enough worrying from me, I guess. So you're just going to relax and no more.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. So, you'll hear enough very frequently and probably in a lot of different contexts that, you know, we could cover another time. But yeah, I just hear like, oh, that's enough or enough. You know, so not always dealing with space or amount or things like that.
Yeah. I mean, we could take this in a lot of other directions, but good question from Oleg. Guys, remember, there are questions, you know, on the IELTS exam to get that 7 or higher, you do need to know little nuances about vocabulary. What is formal? What's informal? What's academic? What's good for speaking part 1, 2, and 3? We'll show you all of that over at the IELTS Energy Podcast. So go find that podcast and hit subscribe. Right, Michelle?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So, oh my gosh. I think we did the takeaway really already. We went through it.
We did. So,
this was fun, guys. Thank you for listening today. And thank you to Oleg for that awesome, awesome and thought-provoking question.
All right. Thanks, Michelle. Talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.